Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. A sheriff's deputy and a CHP officer responded to the Willow Creek Motel last night on a report of an assault with a deadly weapon. The victim told officers that she asked 44-year-old Gary Travell to please be quiet while he was standing in the parking lot, intoxicated, holding a yellow hammer and screaming obscenities. Travell refused, according to the victim and witnesses, and then approached the victim and hit her several times with the hammer. Travell told the deputy he had been struck first, but witnesses contradicted his story, and he was arrested and booked into county jail on an assault with a deadly weapon and a probation violation charge. The victim declined medical treatment. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested 29-year-old Francisco Duenas on Tuesday night after being called to the Whale Bar in Point Arena on a report that Duenas had become intoxicated and other patrons feared for their safety. Deputies found Duenas standing in front of the bar when they arrived, and a records check showed that Duenas was on active probation and was prohibited from possessing a firearm due to previous convictions. A search of Duenas turned up a concealed handgun, and he was booked into Mendocino County Jail for those violations. The Public Policy Institute's end-of-year polling reveals that Californians still like their governor and give him a 46% approval rating, but there are still 35% who disapprove of the job Jerry Brown is doing. The legislature, a near fixture in the disapproval category, has seen its approval rating jump over the 30% mark for the first time since 2008, with 34% of respondents among all adults giving a thumbs up. But, and with the legislature there is always a big but, among likely voters, the state legislature's disapproval rating stands at 61%. 65% of likely voters want the state to limit spending and to increase the state's rainy day fund, and more than 80% of likely voters want any spending increases tied to a specific funding method. 56% of likely voters would like the state to go to a two-year budget cycle, and just over 50% believe the state should remove the needed supermajority to raise taxes and revert to a simple majority to do so. Respondents also support an amendment to Prop 13 to begin taxing commercial properties which are currently protected. And there is another DUI checkpoint in Fortuna tomorrow, as the Fortuna Police Department will be on the lookout for anyone driving under the influence. Police say the research is on their side, and it shows DUI crashes drop an average of 20% when well-publicized checkpoints are conducted. Drivers that are detected driving impaired can expect jail, license suspension, as well as higher cost insurance, and fees that altogether can exceed $10,000. The checkpoint will be held between the hours of 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. in an undisclosed location somewhere within city limits. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the calendar pages flip over next Tuesday and we enter the new year, new laws passed at the local, state, and federal level will take effect. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza, the former police chief, and a man quite familiar with the marijuana industry in his city and the county, commented on the recent decriminalization laws passed in Washington and Colorado and how they will have to face the might of the federal government when it comes to marijuana.
The Obama administration is more conservative or assertive on enforcing the Controlled Substance Act than the George W. Bush administration has been. So the U.S. attorneys in the states that have had some marijuana decriminalization, I won't say legalized because it's decriminalized, because it's still illegal in California to possess marijuana and cultivate it, in case anyone wants to know, but it's been decriminalized. But the U.S. attorneys in those states have found that it's just becoming so abused and so over the top that that's why they have been taking action as they have.
In addition to bucking federal and state laws, local growers face increased pressure for the environmental damage done to local watersheds and ecosystems with illegal grow sites.
It's just money and greed. This has nothing to do with sick people needing medicine. It's money and greed and some major pollution, you know, when you look out into the on public lands.
The new year will also see the implementation of Arcata's Measure I, which will penalize residences that use extraordinary amounts of electricity, a law aimed at grow houses. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.